the former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party and former and federal state prosecutor, joins us. We talk about the news of the day. News broke yesterday, Pat, that, and I don't really know how this works, but you file for a pardon. So Michael Madigan filed for a pardon?
Yeah, you write a letter to the president's people, usually people that have influence with him, like we saw with Rod Blagojevich, and you ask for a pardon, which is truly amazing that Mike Madigan might be considered for that. But it's not beyond Trump to do it.
Right. But isn't there some kind of exchange of money before this happens? We've seen a lot of huge donations in excess of $1 million. And then, boom, somebody gets a pardon. And it's never from the person seeking the pardon. It's from their family who just happened to donate in some form or fashion.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that. I mean, the abuses of the pardon process are unbelievable. The instances you mentioned and this, you know, he's pardoning drug dealers and people like that. So I'm not sure exactly what the mechanics of it are. Sometimes he just does it for political effect, like with Rod Blagojevich. And sometimes he does it where he says he believes that people have been wrongly treated. And listen, Mike Madigan's got some of the best lawyers in the country working for him that could probably make, from his perspective, a pretty compelling case that he was treated poorly. I'm not saying that's true, but I could see where a case would be made. But I followed that trial pretty closely, and I went to the sentencing hearing, and I think the speaker got pretty much what he deserved.
Oh, so you followed that? You were there at the sentencing, and of course he recognizes you, right?
No, he didn't see me. I was way in the back. And I listen, there was a human aspect to the whole thing, and it was 3.5 hours long. It was super high drama. And his family was there, and he's 83 right. years old, and he got in a 7.5-year sentence. So, what I did in my former life, I wanted to see it because I was interested there, and I was also interested to see just politically. But it was high drama to watch that hearing. And, you know, 7.5 years, that for a guy that's 83 years old, there's a chance you may never get out. So it was,
yeah.
If you're a Madigan supporter or a family member, I felt legitimately sorry for her. But then on the other side, when you go through what Judge Blakey went through on what he had done, what he'd been convicted of, and how he got up on the stand. And according to Judge Blakey, I think he called his testimony disgusting and got up and lied. And that's why I think he got 7.5 versus 4.
Do the Madigans have that kind of money to pull sway with, with anyone who might be passing out a pardon?
I mean, he had a lot of money in his campaign account, and I would think these people would be smart enough not to do that, because I can't imagine that's completely legal, particularly given they were convicted of basically engaging in a bribery scheme. You might want to
stay away from
that. Yeah, you know. So, I don't really know. But it's just, I do think that there is a chance that he could get pardoned. And some of the people I've seen get pardoned have really shocked me. And Trump likes to make a statement.
Yeah,
and he doesn't like prosecutors. He's decimated the Justice Department. He doesn't like public corruption. They don't prosecute foreign bribery cases anymore. So it's really just a very different approach. I think the wrong approach, and devastating for our justice system. But a lot of people getting out of jail that probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm making P. Diddy next.
Oh, my God. That would set me over the edge. That really would. I mean, a lot of them have set me. The president of Honduras set me over. I don't get it. I have obviously watched the Madigans for years. I worked alongside Shirley with the Illinois Arts Council, but I always thought that Lisa Madigan had a bright future in politics, and I think it was eclipsed by her dad's wrongdoings.
Yeah, that, and even more so, I think there was a point maybe 8 years ago where she was mentioned as to be a Democratic nominee for governor. But the practical reality is she couldn't do that if her dad was Speaker of the House. I mean, to me, it was bad enough that she was Attorney General and her dad was Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And, I've got kids. He wouldn't step aside for her, which to me, I think said a lot about him. But, yeah, I think at one point she did have a bright future, but I can't imagine that name. I remember when Jim Ryan ran after George Ryan, and Jim Ryan, one of the most ethical people on the planet, ran after George Ryan, and that's when the Republicans lost to Rod Blagojevich. So I think it would be a real tall order for her. Plus, she's got a pretty good gig where she is. She's got kids, so I'm not sure running statewide is a very difficult thing.
I think that Blagojevich might have had the in for a pardon because he was on The Apprentice. So at least Trump had engaged with him and knew a little bit. Now, I'm sure he's well aware of Mike Madigan, but I just would find it hard to believe that he would grant a pardon unless there was some kind of big donation that was made to some type of campaign.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. He tipped his hand here. He was at a Republican event right before, or 7 or 8 months before he pardoned Blagojevich, and he took a survey, and everybody in the room kind of raised their hand. These are Republicans agreeing with how maybe Rod needs to get out. But I was the hand that said no, because Rod Blagojevich was, among other things, convicted of extorting a children's hospital for campaign donations.
Yeah, yeah.
In a state that, and his behavior, I mean, he got the judge so mad at him by the end of it. So I had no sympathy for him. But people, and there is, like I said, a human aspect of this, but you're screwing the people of this state. People go to work and pay taxes and expect you to be ethical and honest, and you're not. And you know what? There should be a very heavy price to pay for that, I think.
Yeah, people are not happy, and we're not happy with Mike Madigan. Interesting. All right, well, I guess we just wait and see, right?
Yeah, you never know. We're still waiting to see what's going on with the defense secretary, right?
That's right, Pete Hegseth. Yeah, you said that his time is limited, and I ran that past Leland, and Leland's like, Trump's too proud. He will not say he made a mistake by appointing him the DO or the Secretary of Defense, but we'll see.
Well, as we discussed last week, the minute Trump says, I love him, he's doing a great job, and probably 12 hours later, he's going to get fired.
Always great to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too, Lisa. You too. Thanks. Bye.
That's Pat Brady.